If a tree falls in a forest and no one heard it, did it make a sound? The answer, according to MIT graduate student in engineering Abe Davis, is yes. He says he knows this because of a new experiment that can recreate sound simply by extracting the motions sound make in the air and when they move objects around them, even if no one is listening. Here's a recording of Davis's team playing a very poor rendition of Mary Had a Little Lamb to a stationary houseplant in a soundproof room. Now, here is the same recording reconstructed from high-speed video analysis of that same houseplant ever so slightly vibrating, decoding all the tiny motions. In the first case, the song comes from someone playing an instrument. In the second, it's based on just recreating sound from vibrations observed visually. The technology suggests that all our sounds someday might be recaptured, a video decoding mechanism that would allow someone to see exactly what we are saying, whether someone is listening or not. It's a brave new world, says Abe Davis.
I think that what me and my colleagues are really excited about right now is that here we've found that there's this signal that's in video that we didn't really realize was there. And now that we know it's there, there are a lot of questions to ask and there are a lot of things to look at. And I think that probably the most exciting things to come out of this work are things that we haven't even thought of yet. It sort of provides a new dimension to how we can image the world around us. And that's really exciting.
So the principle here is that everybody, every object is a kind of a microphone that takes the sound in the atmosphere around it and by decoding the motions, can reconstruct the audio.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, all matter is going to respond at least somewhat to sound, right? Because you have these fluctuations in pressure, and then when they come into contact with an object, they're going to push on that object. But some objects are going to make better visual microphones than others. A lot of the initial experiments that we did were sort of in a very controlled setting where we put an object on top of an optical bench and then we had a speaker sort of on a separate stand to the side that would play sound at the object. And then we would film it from a camera that was a few feet away and recording sort of very high-speed footage. And then once we started to sort of develop a picture of what the limitations were, then we started to try to figure out what are the more ambitious situations where we could try this. And probably the most ambitious situation that we've shown is this example where we recover speech from a bag of chips behind soundproof glass. And the chips are just lit by natural sunlight. There's no special lighting. There's no lasers. I think that's probably the most sort of ambitious and surprising result that we've gotten so far.
Well, let's listen to an example of this. First is a recording of a person reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb near a bag of potato chips.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
Okay, now this is what you guys were able to recover from the high-speed video filming that bag of potato chips from outside behind soundproof glass.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
Let me do a kind of smiley face scenario of what you've developed here. That would be you can't afford the ticket to the concert, so you set your video up on the concert hall outside on the street and then it home and recreate the concert that you missed in a bootleg, right? That's conceivable maybe here.
Well, it's conceivable that that could work, but I suspect that if you can afford the amount of film that you would need and the processing power to make the technique work in that situation at this point, then you could probably afford the concert ticket.
Okay, so let's do the sad face scenario here. The NSA wants to put some Abe Davis sensors on all of their webcams in downtown New York so that people standing near potato chip bags can have their conversations recorded as well as, their faces.
I think that if you're concerned about general privacy, then this is not really a concern. because this technique is not the sort of thing that's going to be employed at a really wide scale and used on a lot of people. It's expensive, it's specialized. And really, when people hear about this, it's easy to imagine that you're just going to be able to pick up any sound from anywhere, you know, sort of that you'll be able to listen to anything that you can see now. But that's not really the case, right? And it's the same sort of situation that we have with regular cameras, where just because something is in your line of sight doesn't mean that you can get a good image of it, right? If it's far enough away, or if your lens isn't good enough, or if there's, you know, not good lighting in the room, there are all sorts of trade-offs that we have with photography. And the way that we're getting our signal here is really through photography. But what's really surprising here is just that it's possible at all.
You know, I'm just a nut, Abe, but you could, in theory, you could take the Zapruder film and figure out what Jackie was saying to JFK. Right? I mean, well, it's sort of there somewhere.
I'm hesitant to say, like, absolutely no without looking very closely at the signals. But I suspect that, you know, based on the numbers that we've estimated, that would be highly unlikely.
I'm glad you didn't say no. Wild to think about.
Yeah, it is. And in general, it's wild to think about how there are potentially a lot of videos that people have captured where some of this signal could be there. And for regular video, it's probably not going to be enough signal that you can actually recover intelligible speech. But it might be enough that you could pick up things like cadence and tone. And again, it also probably won't work for all of the videos that, you know, have been recorded. You know, for most of the videos that have been recorded, it's not going to work. But the fact that there are even some where this information was there and we didn't realize it is kind of exciting.
Abe Davis is a graduate student in electrical engineering and computer science at, of course, MIT. Thanks, Abe.
Thank you.